Yeah, look, and the situation hasn't changed prior to Simon Harris being in the office of the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar would have wanted me to come back into the party. My motivation is still the same. I'd like to be back in the party, but my main motivation is to see progress and substantial progress on the defective blocks issue. So Leo knew me stand then, and prior to Simon Harris becoming Taoiseach, the situation was the same, and I said to Simon at the time that I would like to be back in the parliamentary party and obviously be more active in the parliamentary party. But up until I see progress and in the defective blocks issue, that my situation won't change. Now, when I lost the whip due to the decision I took on the defective blocks issue, it was on penalty-free downsizing and transfer of eligibility and the issue with foundations. Those issues haven't changed. And additionally, now the minister has an opportunity to increase the cap by 10%, which is a very, very important issue. And there is legislation that could be brought in relation to the banking issue to give 0% loans to people who need upfront money where there is substantial difficulties for homeowners that can't get credit, the availability of credit. So my stance is still the same. I would like to be back in the parliamentary party, but I need to see progress. And since the local election, it's not that my situation has changed, but it's very evident with four councillors getting elected on the defective blocks issue and independent councillors getting elected on the issue as well, that this issue is a very real issue. The trauma continues, and there are places where the government could make progress. And ultimately, and I really believe this, the only way that this issue will be to get the gravity that it ultimately needs will be a Taoiseach-led response from the top, and to stop this picking out counties like it's a Donegal issue, it's a Mayo issue, it's a Clare issue. Everybody knows that this is a national issue. In the recent report, the UK-based consultancy company is bringing in counties on the East Coast as well. And what is needed here is an effective national response. And unfortunately, my colleague, Councillor Johnny McGuinness, was one of the people calling for this national-led Taoiseach response. That didn't happen. Johnny has ultimately lost his seat due to the defective blocks issue. And what parties need to realise is it's not just a Fine Gael issue, it's also other parties that have to look at this issue seriously coming up to the next general election. And I certainly will not be changing my position prior to the next election until I see substantial change on this issue.
And was there any kind of promise that if you came back, they would put more work into it? Or was there any kind of discussions like that whenever you were being invited back?
Look, there was a discussion, obviously a discussion around what I see would make substantial progress. Obviously, nothing has happened in relation to that. There has been no change, but up until there's an appetite for the change that's needed, that's when obviously I have to look at my position. But as of now, I'm outside the parliamentary party. I don't attend parliamentary party meetings, so obviously I don't have the same access to the important weekly meetings where issues can be raised. On the one hand, there's an irony around my decision. By taking the stance I have taken, it has given me less power, it has given me less access. But on the mic issue, I will be remaining steadfast on behalf of the people who are absolutely struggling at the moment and are finding it very difficult to see light at the end of the tunnel. On saying that, there are people who are moving along. There are people who have knocked their houses down. There are people who will make progress. But the real difference is that the people who are making progress versus the people who are not is to do for different circumstances. Obviously, cash flow issue is a massive issue, and different people are at different stages of their lives in terms of having access to cash as well. And really, the issues that I called for did not require extra monies, did not require extra exchequer funding, and that's a disappointment I have. And certainly during the last local election and European election, which went on and people were very active, I couldn't be as active because it would be a hypocritical stance if I was. So therefore, I didn't get as involved as I would like to. But that is the issue. I will keep raising this issue. I have questions down again this week to the Minister for Housing in relation to a number of issues, and I've also requested a meeting with Pisha Simon-Harris. So let's see what happens after that.